the blog
live.
And combining both lines. Thank God for you for coming from the blog line. And it is so wonderful to wake up and to be able to praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you from all church affiliations, church denominations, and all walks of life, economic strata, and from every part of the country in America. Thank God for you. We welcome you and to those who are our ambassadors and our ambassadors elect, and amen to our bishops and to our superintendents and pastors, elders and friends, all of you laypersons, everybody, we do thank God for you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we thank you last night, I believe, over 1,000 times, and many people around the world are thanking you now over 1,000 times, some 8, 9, and 10,000 times a day. But we thank you for the privilege of just leading people and praising you and thanking you. We ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done that has offended you, both in thought and word and deed, omission and commission. Please forgive us, we pray. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for all things. Would you please take over this line as you did yesterday? And, oh, God, let the anointing, oh, my God, the anointing destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our souls say yes to you. Our hearts say yes to thee. Our minds say yes to thee. Oh, you're so wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for life, and thank you for health, and thank you for strength. Lord, I thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We praise and magnify your name, knowing that you're real, and you've got all power in your hand. Knowing we are nothing without you. And Lord, we look unto thee for our help, because we know all of our help come from you. And we just thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, oh, I thank you for this wonderful salvation that keeps me alive. Oh, God, keep me satisfied. Keep me looking to the ears for whence cometh my help. Just thank you in the name of Jesus. Knowing we can't do nothing without him. We're helpless without him. But with him, all things are possible to the believer. And we are believers. We believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the word of God, knowing that it's true. We're standing on the word of God. Lord, we ask you to bless your people here, there, and everywhere. Bless them, Lord. Let the blessing of the Lord be rich upon their lives. Lift them up where they belong. Oh, God, don't let us be ashamed. I want you to know where we go. We praise you and magnify your name. We look into thee by faith, believing in your word. Yes. You said in your word, was asked and it shall be given. You said, seek and we find, knock and it will be opened unto us. And Lord, we ask you, oh God, to bring your people together everywhere. Let us have that oneness in the spirit. Oh God, reaching, touching one another. Our souls say, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless all of you. That's a message by itself right there. Yeah, man, if I don't say anything else today, that's enough where you can say I got some meat. Amen, and that is meat. Take care of your business. God bless you. I want to hear some more praise reports. Y'all had so many yesterday, and we had to stop you. And I think that's what I've been trying to get on the line. People ought to make known the deeds of the Lord. It is a long time, sometime, I've asked the Lord, Lord, why? You know, so many people can jump in there when it's a prayer request. Say, I need this, I need that. Pray for me on this, pray. But when I ask you to give God a praise, some of y'all ain't, excuse me for saying it like this, but some of y'all ain't never given God a praise report as much as he's done for you. And it baffles my mind. I don't understand it. How people can be like that. That's what I call a selfish, selfish, selfish person. Amen. You just want to receive, 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 receive. And you don't want to give nobody nothing. You want to give God praise for nothing he's done for you. And if you look back over your life, you could name 1,000 things, if not more, that he's done for you. And you ain't never gave him one praise report openly. How selfish you are. And I don't mean to get off this morning, because y'all know there is another side to Bernard Johnson. I appreciate you and love you, but it gives me indignation when people do God wrong. That's wrong. And that's my other side. Jesus had another side to it, do you know? Yeah, he was nice, walking around, healing folk, raising the dead, folks saying, Jesus, 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 oh, he's so wonderful, he's wonderful. But when he walked in that temple and saw them selling turtle doves and making money and all that kind of stuff, he flew off the handle. People in this day's society would have called him, he needed to go to anger management. Yeah. It takes Ambassador Dr. Stith to tell you about what they would have called, what they would have called Jesus when he whipped them out of the temple. People were running out of the temple, and the Holy Ghost showed me what they were saying. They were saying, he's crazy. He's a crazy man up in there. But he just turned over their tables and whipped them out of the temple. Amen. So and my point to that is don't push me. Because when you do Jesus wrong, when you do God wrong, it bothers me. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to open up the praise report so you are somebody on the line who wants to be Aaron or Hur, H-U-R, Hur, to help me this morning and lift up my arms and take the praise reports. I certainly will humble myself and receive help. Amen. All of us need help. All of us need encouraged. Amen. So the line is open to you. Anybody want to do the praise reports? Just jump in there.
God bless you. Good morning, Chief Ambassador and First Fruit Prayer Line. Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Amen. Yes, I will jump in there. What a wonderful day, and thank you so much. And we also thank God for Mother Adelie Johnson coming on this morning, giving that prayer for us. Hallelujah, I tell you. It just anointed the line. It just christened us. And I'm praising God just to hear her voice. My God, strong and mighty. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful prayer, Mother Johnson. And it's just great to be alive today. It's good to know that she knows yet she's in her right mind, taking care of business. And I just praise God for those that leave that type of understanding and wisdom behind, where you go and take care of everything before the time come upon you. And when that time come, it's a busy time. It's a difficult time. It's a confused moment in your life when you have to take care of things at the last moment. And I'm praising God because my parents had gone. We didn't know it. But they kept telling us all the time they were not afraid to leave here, because when they left here, they were going to join each other in a glorious land where they could praise God and every day would be Sunday. And they were just looking forward to it. They said, we have lived our lives. We have done what God wanted us to do. All the children are grown. Most of the grandchildren are grown. And the third and fourth and fifth generation is coming along. And they had already taken care of everything, had chosen everything for themselves, picked everything out. And Dr. Johnson, when we went to the facility, they said, oh, yes, we know them, we know them, we know them. They have already gotten everything in order. Only thing you guys have to do is just the obituary. So I'm thanking God for parents that left that type of understanding and wisdom and knowledge back here for us and letting us know, don't wait till the last moment. Don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now. Where you can praise God through struggles and trials and through your tests, and you have it already done. And that's why we can praise God. We are thanking him again this morning for another day's journey. Today is Friday. We want you to prepare your praise report. And we already have some lined up, and we know that there are those on the line. Can't wait to jump in there and give that praise report. And all right, we're going to give it to you. Whoever want to be first, God bless you. Anyone?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador-elect Lacey. God bless you.
I think she's ambassador now. Amen. Ambassador Lacey.
Go ahead.
We have a guest with us this morning on the phone. As we ask in your prayers for Mrs. Loretta Hinton, who lost her aunt, I believe, day before yesterday. She's on the line with us this morning. But I want to give my praise report. I thank God for my son, Dr. Johnson. I am National Ambassador Johnson. Just forgive me if I don't pronounce all these names.
God bless you.
But I want to thank you. William called me yesterday morning. He cried like a baby because they was after his license for all of his facilities. And you knew that because he called you and told you what the problem were. But God answered prayers. They brought him out last night about 12:30. And I thank God for what they've done. I won't go into details, but I want to tell you God came on board and answered the prayer. He also answered the prayer for me, who were going through. I had a tooth pull. I was bleeding like mad everywhere. I had to get up and force myself to go down there because the south building had flooded. My God. They had to bring machines and everything in there and tear up every bit of the carpet. It was the five offices, the day center, and all through the conference room. But God, even a carpet company come in and fix that carpet, put brand new carpet everywhere, brand new hot water heater. And then I tell you, I don't know what to say. I was going through here, couldn't go to see about him, but the Lord said to me, I'm already there. You just take care of what you got to do here on this North Show. And I want to thank you for giving me an upgrade on my ambassador work. Because the thing is not given to me, but it's given to the one that endures to the end. And I will continue to do all I can. God's been so good to me that I just don't know what to say to y'all this morning about all of the good things that he has done. $65,000 being released that they thought I was going to have to pay back. God has just been good. So I can praise him this morning in the gate. But Dr. Johnson, you at First Fruit, I want to thank you all for your prayers this morning. My son had not had sleep in six days. He's just getting an hour's sleep and going right back. But you know one thing, God has brought him out. I want your continuous prayers that the Lord would completely save him and give him the knowledge and everything that he needs to operate. God bless you this morning. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, and thank you to the line.
God bless you. Praise God. If you call on people, answer prayer. Praise God for that praise report. Amen. It's good to know that God is answering prayer and bringing us out of these situations. Nobody can do it but the Lord. Amen. Someone else has a praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Ambassador, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Stein, Lacey, Ambassador, all of you, Pfeiffer, this is Sister Mays 334. I give honor to God. I give glory. I give all the honor and glory to God this morning. I was on the, didn't miss the prayer line yesterday morning, but afterward I called to pray for my brother. We got word that he was missing, and I had been missing, and the Lord brought him forth yesterday back in, and I Ambassador Pfeiffer prayed for me. So I just, you know, I'm filled. My spirit is filled this morning. But I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for first fruit prayers and continue to pray. I have to go back on mute because of the line. But this is Sister Mays, and my brother was missing. And the Lord bless him to bring him back. Continue to keep him in prayer. His name is James Page. And my entire family, my mother's 90, and she's on hospice. So just keep the family in prayer, and we will do the same. And we will keep you in prayer, too, Ambassador Lacey. Thank you all. God bless you, and I love you.
Praise God. God bless you, Sister Lily Mays, for that wonderful praise report. She had called on yesterday a couple of the ambassadors and said that they couldn't find her brother. And you know how this brings worry and trouble to the heart when someone is missing in your family and you don't know the circumstances. And only thing you can do is think about the worst that could happen. And she called and Ambassador Stern prayed. And you know how Ambassador Stern prayed. Praise God. We know that there are some prayer warriors on this prayer line. That is why it's called First Fruit Prayer Line. Because glory to God, when you pray, heaven hear and answer prayer. Amen, amen. And they found her brother and told her he was all right. So we are thanking God. And she just couldn't stop calling everybody to let them know they found him. They found him. They found him. And I'm glad they found my brother. And I'm glad. Praise God for the prayer. Praise God for those that are praying continuously. We just don't pray when we're on this line, but we pray when we get off the line, sometime all day and all night. But yet we are praying. God bless you, Sister Lily Mays, and thank God for letting us know that God moved on your behalf and answered that prayer, came to your rescue, brought joy back to your heart, and removed the trouble that was trying to settle in and cause heart trouble. Praise God. Bless you.
I must apologize, Ambassador Pfeiffer, but I just had to get back in. Mother Johnson, 95 years old, hearing her praying this morning. Mother L.A. Johnson, God bless you, and I love you, and I keep you in my prayers. I had to come back, because I would have been out of order. And thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. We'd rather you jump in rather than not to say anything at all. So that is not out of order. And we thank God. Anytime you want to give a shout out for the Lord, you can just cut me off because I can talk later or not at all. I can tell mine anytime. But sometimes you might not be able to get in when you want to. But just come on in when I'm talking. I'm not offended by that. That's love. That's the blessing. That's a miracle. That's a testimony. You're overcoming every time you jump in there and you can't, you got it so that you can't hide it. Hallelujah. Praise God for you. Amen. Anyone else have a praise report?
Amen. Praise God. Good morning to each and everyone on this morning. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. honor Chief Ambassador and each and everyone on the line. I just thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank him for waking me to see another day that I've never seen before, but yet being closed in my right mind with the activity of my limbs. Truly, I thank God for being God, just who he is. I am grateful. I want you to know I thank God for the prayers I had solicited the other day for my husband, where his hand had swelled up so, and he was able to move it and use it on yesterday. So I thank God for touching him. I did just anoint him with that oil, blessed oil, and rubbed it down. And I just want you to know God did it again. And he keeps on doing great things for me over and over again. It's in him that I live, move, and have my being. Truly, I just praise him. I don't know where I'd be without him. Would be lost, just totally lost. But with the help and strength of God and the prayers of the saints, I know I can make it. Continue to pray for me. God bless you all.
God bless you. God bless you, Ambassador Lake Johnson, all the way from Texas, talking about how God has healed her husband. Praise God. It, you know, when you gave that prayer request, I could just see his hand. Just see the swelling in it. And I said, Lord, let them elevate it. Let them anoint it and elevate it in Jesus' name. And I believe, hallelujah, I believe that it would be made whole. The swelling would leave. The water would dissipate and dry up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe in my prayers. My prayers, because I know the life that I live for the Lord. God bless you. Someone else has a praise report.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. God bless you. Good to hear you.
This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. I'm just very happy to be alive, as always. It's nice to see a new day. I just want to thank the best pastor in the whole wide world, as well as the best First Lady in the whole wide world, that's Chief Ambassador Johnson, as well as First Lady Betty Johnson. I love you both. On yesterday, I had a sharp pain, like a rod, like in the middle of my head to my chest. That was just hurting me while I was in church yesterday. And I knew when I started to feel this pain to just start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was just praising him. And then I just got a little scared because I hadn't had a pain like that before, and I started to walk out of the sanctuary just to go and possibly sit down. And the pastor was right there, and he started praying for me. And, oh, Lord, I just thank you for compassionate pastor and First Lady. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for my life. I just thank him for being in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Sister Jerry Hall, for that praise report. You're always so chipper. And we just thank God for the joy that you carry in your spirit. And it's great to have people around you that recognize the yokes and the bondages that the enemy is placing upon and in placing the lives of the people of God. That someone is there to pray that God bind them and remove them. Hallelujah. Because if not, the enemy will build up a stronghold in your life. So thank God, thank God. I see why you're praising him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. We have a couple of more, and then we're going to turn it back over into the hands of our leader. Time is winding up. Who will be the next one? Praise
God. Good morning, Dr. Ambassador Pfeiffer. This is Charlotte Gray, Ambassador-elect from Kansas City, Missouri. I want to follow that trail and make it three.
My arm,
I told you guys a couple weeks ago when Sister Johnson in Texas was talking about her husband's hand, something was going on with my arm where I woke up every day and it would make my fingers all tingly. So I began to bless it with the oil, and 1, 2, 3, the bump or whatever it is was gone. My eye is better. This has all been in this month. So I am thanking God as well. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I see out of one eye because it's closed. Then it's something if your arm has some type of knot, which it could have been a blood clot or something. But I just thank God that my hand, the last couple of days, the bump is down. It is gone. Woo! What a relief. What a relief. I'm like, Lord, I got to go to a job interview because you're going to bless me with a job. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. It's on the way. It's on the way. I'm looking for the email. I'm looking for the call, but I am going to get a good full-time job. God bless y'all, and I'll be shouting to tell you about it, but I'm just excited now because it is on the way.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm here for the Lady Charlotte Gray for that wonderful praise report. Amen. It's not the easiest thing to go to an interview with different things going on. So it's best to go there when your mind is free and your heart is made, your heart is fixed and your mind made up. So we praise God for you. Praise God. And we pray that all things will work together for the good. Man, someone else, one more. Who will be the next? God bless you. Go ahead.
This is Majestic Mary, and I just want
to say Ambassador, like Mother Wilson, I thank God for being alive this morning. I heard it in my shoulders all night. But I thank God I have a voice that I can say I thank God for being alive. Continue to pray for Mother Wilson.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. Amen. We thank God you are alive. We thank God that he has already blessed. We thank God that he's done more for you than anybody else. We thank God that he put breath in your body. We thank God that he's given you strength. We thank God that he's kept you close in your right mind. My God, I could go on and on and on. But we thank God for you and the things he has done for you. We thank God for the shelter. Hallelujah. He's put over your head. We thank God for your surrounding. Thank God for the prayer group. Thank God for another day. Thank God that you can walk and talk. Amen. Amen. We don't want to limit God to just waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We want to thank God for a complete day in him. Amen. For he's lifted the burdens. He's kept us on the straight and narrow. Praise God. I thank God for what he's already done for me next week. Hallelujah. Do not just bless his holy name.
I think Sister Hinton was cut off, the guest that I brought on this morning. If you all would allow her to say a word, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Yes, amen. God bless you. I didn't remember hearing her, and we apologize for that because we do want that praise report. Amen.
Amen.
And just ask you to continue to pray for me at this time when my aunt, God gave her a full life, and just pray for my healing, and I'm just praising God that he woke me up this morning. And Sister Dr. Lacey woke me up, so I can be on the praise line. So continue to pray for me, pray for my health, pray for my family, and I just appreciate all that you do in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Beautiful young lady. Beautiful young lady. Praise God, Sister Hinton, for that. And we just thanking God for you, thanking God that he woke you up this morning, as you said. And started you on your way, gave you a brand new day, a day you've never seen before, a day you have an opportunity. You can take this day and praise God like a crazy saint. Hallelujah. We can praise God even after the prayer line. We can yet praise God like we've lost our minds in him, in the word, in his blessings. We can praise God like there is no other, hallelujah, none other that's like We can praise him. We can praise him. We can praise him. The more you praise him, the better things look, the better things become. And we just want to glorify God and give him the honor that he is due. Because we know when God heal us supernaturally and work these miracles in our lives, we know it's nobody but him. Nobody but his strength. Nobody but his mercy. Nobody have mercy for you but God. Nobody have grace for you but God. Hallelujah. We take compassion and have compassion on people, but it's God's grace. It's his mercy, his love. It's his healing virtue that takes place in our lives. Nobody can work a miracle. Nobody. Out of all we can't work miracles. But we are giving God the glory for the things he has done. And don't forget his benefits towards you. And we want to magnify and lift him up. Glorify him this day. And praise him like this is your last time. And he will be glorified. Make heaven glad today that you are alive. Let heaven know that, Lord, I thank you. It was my brother that was missing. It wasn't my sister that was missing. It wasn't my auntie that didn't make it. It wasn't this one. It wasn't my children. This didn't happen. That didn't happen. It wasn't my house that didn't get burned down. Lord, I thank you because you bless, you bless, you heal. Hallelujah. You saw fit to keep trouble from coming my way. You put a hedge of protection round about me. Hallelujah. You looked at me, oh God, because I'm the apple of your eye. And Lord, I thank you. And we have so much to be thankful for. And when you finish thanking God, you'll feel better. You'll look better. You might be wore out, but you'll even feel strength from heaven on high. God bless you this morning, every one of you. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And we're turning it over in the hands of our chief ambassador. God bless
you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. You did a wonderful job. And just on the time limit here today, I got a couple of things we got to do. We got to get some prayer for people everywhere. And secondly, I want Ambassador Stern, if she would come on and make the appeal today for your chief ambassador. I want to pray for people, amen, who are going through storms and who have their back against the wall and who have a desperate situation. Amen. We want to offer prayer for those. Amen. Anybody having a situation in your life, you need somebody to pray for you. The line is open to you. Anyone?
I have it, Dr. Johnson.
Praise. All right, thank you. Go ahead.
Heaven, God bless you. Praise the Lord, saints. God bless you all on this morning. I'm sure your Holy Ghost filled and revive and a refreshing on your spirit this morning because of the anointing that is already breaking and destroying the yokes. Thank God for our Ambassador Pfeiffer for leading us all of those wonderful praise reports. So we're at this moment that we need to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Men should always pray and not faint. So I'm here this morning to take your prayer request. Thank you, Chief, for remembering me and believing in God through me for this on this morning. I don't take it lightly. I'm like I come humble as a lamb. Amen, and I'm ready to go to war. Amen. The first praise report, you're on the line.
This is Mother Wilson, Ambassador Mother Wilson again. I just thank God for being alive this morning. I thank God because I thank him for the pains. I thank him for all things. Keep praying and just continue to pray for me because my aim and my hope is in the Lord. And I thank him because he woke me up, and I'm praying. I want you to pray for me, even though the enemy try to keep you from getting to where the Lord wants you to be. And with the pains in my body, I enjoyed the church services last night, and I thank God that he keeps me praying when I'm hurting. And I'm just thanking God that I'm here, and I want you to continue to pray for me. Because I know God is on my side.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson, and we have your prayer request. The next prayer request, please. You're on the line.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
We hear you every morning. God bless you.
I'm asking the saints to pray for me. I don't feel well this morning. I can't. I got cold in my chest.
Praise the Lord. If it's all right, Ambassador Joshua, pray for her right now.
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Ambassador, is it
okay? Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Do you want to handle it? Amen.
No, go ahead and pray for her.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning. God, we lift your name on high in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, you know we come with a repentant heart, a grateful heart. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I am praying for your servant, Sister Lucille, in the name of Jesus, your daughter, your precious one. And we come against the enemy, the adversary of sickness that bring flus, oh God, and bring decongestion and in her chest, Lord. We even hear the and we come right now, God, and we pray that you settle her in the mighty name of Jesus. She can get the healing, so she can hear your voice, oh God, so she can hear the directions in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I was just reading before on about being all excited and anxious and not being able to hear from you. Oh, God, and I'm not saying that, but God, many of us be like that. We get excited. But, oh, God, we know that you are a healer. And
yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke it. Oh, God,
in the name of Jesus,
healing to her right now. Healing to the mind first. Healing, oh God, to her in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you say you sent your word and you healed them and delivered them out of all their diseases in the name of Jesus. It's nothing but a plague and a disease. And God, we believe you that we put the blood and apply the oil, oh God, of healing and joy over Sister Lucille. Lord, we pray that she give you praise and thank you for the healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let God restore your life. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe God for your healing this morning, Sister Lucille. I could pray a little longer, but we have others to pray. All you have to do is to believe it, receive it, and get somewhere and relax and let the healing take place. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Anyone else for a prayer?
Morning. Good morning, Ambassador. Stern, this is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. I wanted to lift up Sister Johnson from the Bronx. She's been on my heart all week about the utilities. So I want to put her on the prayer request, and also I want to put my good friend.
Who was the first one, sweetheart?
I believe it
was that you say you asked and prayer for. I'm sorry.
I believe it's Sister, I think it's Johnson up in Bronx, New York. Ann Johnson. Thank you. She's been on my heart all week about what she's going through now with utility.
All right.
She said that she was still in the struggle earlier this week with the utility company. So I want to put her on the prayer list.
Amen. I think as the Lord is leading me, I'm going to pray for who I'm going to pray as we go. So I won't take all the names down at one time.
Okay.
Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I didn't even finish with Sister Lucille, but I feel the power of God over the line with all of us that are here this morning. Amen. So you're asking for prayer for Sister Ann Johnson and for her utilities, and who was the other one, so we could pray for you and let you go on about. Amen. And believe God that the anointing is on the line right now. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. I will be praying with you. My friend Shonda and her son Howard are facing a court situation. They need a miracle. I love you. God bless you.
Pray for that now, because sometime when I leave that and it's a part two and three, the anointing is on it now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Ambassador-elect Sister Charlotte, stand in proxy this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, believing in her heart, oh, God, I want to take, oh, God, the last request that she gave me first, Sister Shonda, her friend, and Howard, they're facing a court, oh, God. But, oh, God, we know that you're a lawyer in a courtroom. We know that you're a judge in a courtroom, oh, oh God. And we know according to your word that the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and you turn it wherever you want it to go. And God, we trust, we pray that they're saved, and we pray, oh God, that they believe.